Hi, this is the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee meeting for January 19th. This is Dave Adelson speaking. I'm the chair. R. Paul Martin's the secretary. R. Paul, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, I shall do so. Grace Aaron.
Here.
David Adelson.
Here.
Mary Berg.
Here.
Max Blaché. Max was here, okay.
Yeah.
Lydia, Max?
Yeah.
Max is here, okay. Lydia Brazon. Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Bob Lederer. R. Paul Martin, here. Sarv Randhawa.
Here.
Sandra Rawline. Serene Roberts. Rob Robinson. Deb Shafto.
Here.
Achim Takash. Ted Weisgel.
Here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And Bob Lederer just
9. Oh. And Lederer makes 10. So we have a quorum.
Great. Okay, I sent around an agenda. I did it without time, so I'd like to suggest the following times on the items. Roll call and approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Approval of the December 18th, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Scheduling of the next meeting, 10 minutes. Unfinished business, an hour and a half, divided equally between, an hour and 45 minutes. 30 minutes on contracts policy, 30 minutes on the Freeland suspension, 30 minutes on Susan Young's eligibility for LSB membership, 15 minutes on code of conduct, and then new business, 15 minutes at the end of the meeting, followed by adjournment. Is there a motion to accept that agenda for purposes of discussion?
There's a desire to get it again because I don't...
Mine looks different, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Wait,
yeah.
Can you send it out?
I'll send it to the group right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm looking at it. I don't see Paul DiRienzo on there. Did you say that?
No, the DiRienzo issue had to do was last time was about his voting rights as a delegate.
Right.
If there's something else on him this time, then it would go in new business. So just to repeat, I just sent it to the group. But
okay, so it's different from what you sent before, right? Because what you read seemed different.
No, that was the same, except I moved the code of conduct down to the end of unfinished business.
And then new business is Freeland suspension is in there?
No, the Freeland suspension is something we started on last time.
Okay, so that is different, yeah. Mine says it's new business.
David, you sent it out before?
I sent with the reminder something that said the agenda will include but not be limited to.
Oh, that was
That was last night, and just now I sent out what I'm proposing, which is I'll repeat: roll call and approval of agenda, 10 minutes; approval of the minutes, 5 minutes; scheduling the next meeting, 10 minutes; unfinished business, the contracts policy, half an hour; the Freeland suspension, half an hour; Susan Young's eligibility, half an hour. Code of conduct, 15 minutes. New business, 15 minutes.
I haven't got it yet, but I will.
Question.
Can I have a motion to accept that, and then we can amend it if necessary?
Sure. So moved.
Great. Thanks, Mary. Okay, Bob?
What happened to bylaws working group report?
Yes. Okay, bylaws working group report. All right, we'll put that into unfinished business at 15 minutes at the end of the unfinished business. Is that okay?
Sure.
Bob?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Anything else?
What's the adjourn time here? Let's see.
That puts us at an hour and a half, 2:15, 2:30. That would put us at an 8 p.m. Adjournment, Pacific time.
Yeah, that's 11 p.m. here. I'm sure I will not make it to the end.
Oh, wow, that's
no
long.
Way.
Yeah, I can't. I'm
not going to be able to go past 10:30. That's,
well, do you want to amend the agenda by removing or foreshortening anything?
If I could see.
Yeah.
I don't know that the code of conduct is going to take 15 minutes.
I don't know that the bylaws will, because we're kind of...
Can we put the shorter things towards the beginning, just so we are sure to cover them?
I think five is enough for that, because...
Bob, what do you think of reducing the ballast working
yeah,
group
okay.
report to 5 minutes? Okay, so that trims 20 minutes off if we make the code of conduct five and the ballast working group five. We can make the scheduling of the next meeting.
Gee, Yahoo is
five.
Slow. I still don't have that.
Yep,
I don't
have it either.
Bum. I hate Yahoo.
Okay, folks.
It was sent. I'll send it to you directly.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's just slow. You send it to the whole list, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, it's just slow.
I'm sending this directly to our Paula as a secretary. So
yeah, yeah, right.
So, anyhow, if we can take... we could cancel scheduling in the next meeting altogether and just allow the convener, once the new governance committee members of the PMB are appointed, to do it. Or we can just say we'll do it again next month at the third Thursday.
I think we should say that. This
okay,
is Mary.
Then let's leave 5 minutes for scheduling the next meeting.
Great.
And shall we reduce the time of each of the major items in unfinished business?
Yeah, how about 20 minutes each?
20 minutes each?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Is that all right with other
mm-hmm.
people?
That adds up to what, then?
Then that gives us a total agenda of 20, 40, 60, 120, 130, 145, an hour, 45 minutes.
David?
Yes.
This is Ted, and I think this is a violation of how committee meetings are supposed to operate. According to Roberts, you discuss until the issue is finished with. I think these are great goals, and I really don't want to waste our time debating this issue, but the idea of establishing fixed times for each item on an agenda is totally contrary to what's in the book.
I don't agree with that. I believe that the setting of the agenda sets time, and it's true that you don't close debate. You don't close debate until everybody's spoken, unless you're at time.
That's right.
That's,
am I incorrect?
That's my idea.
That's right.
There's a different set of, first of all, there's a different set of rules for small committees of less than 12 members, which this is, and at least participating in this meeting tonight.
We have a lot more than 12 members.
There are 15 members on the committee.
They may not be here right this minute, but they're on the committee.
Well, could we not debate this any longer and just go ahead with the business instead of the
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Well, what we really want to do is
how we're
going to
do it.
We want to adjourn at 10:30, right? So that's a fixed thing.
Well, wait a minute. Hang
wait.
On a second. There's been an objection registered as to whether we're conducting ourselves appropriately. Paul, what is your understanding of this?
I don't see that there's any problem with setting amounts of time, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, set agenda, 5 minutes, you know, stuff like that. As far as I know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to give me a citation in Roberts where it's not, I got it right here. I'll look.
Yeah, I'm gonna rule that the objections. I'm gonna rule against your objection. But if you want to present us with evidence to the contrary, we can address that
at some other time. We
yeah.
got too much business to do right now.
Right. Okay. So, is there any objection to approving the agenda as follows? 5 minutes for the approval of minutes.
Oh, hold, one second. Okay.
So the government time, it would be like 7:30.
I mean, 7:30 for us. 10:30 for each.
No, it would be an hour and 45 minutes. Oh, yeah, 7:30.
Yeah.
Give or take. Yeah.
Nominally, yeah.
Okay. So it's contracts policy, 20 minutes. Freeland suspension, 20 minutes. Susan Young eligibility, 20 minutes. Code of conduct, 5 minutes. Bala's working group, 5 minutes. New business, 15 minutes.
I'm sorry, Dave. I think it was Jane had suggested the five-minute items be done up front just so we make sure they don't get lopped off at the end.
Right?
That's fine.
Is there any objection to moving them to the beginning of unfinished business?
No.
Okay. We'll move them.
Dave, you're going to have to read this to me.
I'm sending
Lightly
it to slow. You again. I'm sending
you
the
send it. Okay.
Yeah, RPM.
No, I never got it either.
Yeah, it hasn't come into the list yet, but I got the one you sent directly.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm.
Well, here's the revised agenda. Okay, I'll send it to the list as well. All right, is there any objection to proceeding with what I've read?
No, I have none. I don't hear any. Oh, this is Serene.
Serene, hi.
Hi.
Do we have Clara?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
We just approved the agenda with times on it, and it's not posting to the Yahoo group. So.
Tried sending it again, and...
Paul, do you have all of our addresses convenient? You could forward it to us all directly?
I could try that. Hold on a second.
Okay, is there any objection to approving the agenda so we can move through this?
No.
Okay.
Could I read it so we're all
go
on
ahead.
The same page?
Yep.
Okay, I have it as roll call and approval of agenda, 10 minutes. Approval of 12:18, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. Scheduling of next meeting, 5 minutes. Then under unfinished business, code of conduct, 5 minutes. Bylaws working group report, 5 minutes. Contracts policy, 20 minutes. Freeland suspension, 20 minutes. Question re, Susan Young's eligibility for LSB membership, 20 minutes. Followed by new business.
15 minutes.
15,
I have it in front of me also. I just got it.
Yeah.
Okay. If there's no objection, then let's proceed with the
okay.
Meeting. Okay. So approval of the December 18th minutes. Our Paul sent those around last night. Is there a motion to adopt them?
I so move.
As amended.
A request. One second here. I left off Sarv's name from attendees, so I should just add that on.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any objection to approving the minutes as amended?
This is Serene. I just need to abstain. I haven't seen them. I don't know when they were sent out.
Okay. They were sent out last night. Can you note, Paul, that Serene abstained? Did you want to call the roll? Call the roll.
Okay, hold on.
Call the roll on what?
Approval of the minutes.
It can't be approved without objection?
Serene wanted it noted she was abstaining.
Okay. All right. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
Max Blachet?
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon? Marty Derlin? Jane Gatewood?
Abstain.
Bob Lederer?
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Sarv Randhawa?
Abstain.
Sarv Randhawa?
Yeah, abstain.
Sandra Rolline, Serene Roberts.
Serene?
She already said what she was.
Well, she already said she abstained.
Rob Robinson, Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Akam Takash. Ted Weisgel.
Sorry, but I was trying to find the minutes of this of the last meeting, and I don't know what we're voting on.
Oh, okay.
He's not getting the things from the
list. Yeah, oh, you're not getting stuff right. All right. I'll count. You're not voting then. So
I'd like to know what the vote is on.
Oh, the approval of the minutes.
Yeah, well, obviously, I think we should postpone consideration of this item until I've had a chance to see them. And look, with all the other people saying abstain, obviously, they're not seeing them either, but they're not willing to admit it. Or maybe I'm wrong. Don't take that personally, folks. Don't start an argument.
We're in the midst of a vote. The time for a motion to postpone was before we started calling the roll.
Right.
All right, I abstain.
Okay, so that's 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have splitting a screen. 1, 2, 3. 4, 5. I have 5, 4.
Arpal?
Yes.
This is Sarv. Go ahead and just put mine as yes.
Okay.
Because these can all be modified later on if you need to do that. Go ahead.
Okay, so that makes it 6.
Hi, this is Sandra. I think I was muted when I was voting the minutes.
Sandra Rolline?
Yes. I don't know if you got my vote.
No, I did not.
I approved the minutes. I voted to approve the minutes, but I think I was on mute when I did that.
Right. Okay, so that's 9. Huh?
I have 7 in that case, I guess.
Oh.
Anyway.
They're rather lengthy, but I went over them briefly last night, and I'm going over them again tonight. And other than the amendment of adding Sarv Randhawa's name as an attendee, they look pretty good to me.
Right.
See, there's 14 here total. And how many abstentions did you get?
Oh,
I got 6.
Back down there. I have 5 abstentions.
Oh. And isn't that 9 yeses?
Then that's 1,
it doesn't
2,
matter.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 yeses.
Oh.
Okay, the minutes are approved. The next thing on the agenda is the scheduling of the next meeting. I'd like to recommend that we do the third Thursday as an ongoing time at the same time. So that would be February. Oopsie. The calendar is giving us the KPFTX.org calendar is not accessible right now. Maybe it's because there's too
February
many...
the 16th.
I can't. You know, it seems to me there might. Let's see, February.
The third Thursday in February is the 16th.
You know, there's a finance committee already scheduled for that day.
Yeah.
I believe.
Are we on Tuesday?
Thursday.
Finance on Tuesday.
No, not that month. The notice I sent out was for the 16th.
Oh, too many connections. I see.
So I think, shall we do the fourth Thursday? Is that all right?
I guess. Yeah, this time. But then we go back to the third, probably.
We can deal with that at the next meeting. Once the new committee members are on, we can decide what the best time for everyone is. So the fourth Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern?
What date is that?
That would be the 23rd.
23rd.
Could that be made into 5:30?
I have no objection because functionally that's when we start anyway.
Right. So why don't we leave it at 5 and then, Sarv, if you get there at 5:30.
Well, I don't get there because I have.
But nobody else does either. That's when we started tonight. We started not quite that late.
Okay, so I have no objection to the motion to make it 8:30. Does anybody else have an objection to doing it at 8:30 p.m.?
It's 8:30 now. We've been going for almost 15 minutes, and that really,
You started at 8:14.
Right.
Eastern.
I mean, if we could just schedule to start promptly at 8:15, that would be great, because...
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets really late.
7:15, Houston time, 8:15, East Coast time.
Hey, is that preference? 8:15?
Okay.
Is there any objection to 8:15?
What's the date again?
Thursday, February 23rd.
The reason I'm asked that is I have such a hard time getting from work over to my home.
I understand. Let's just move through this.
Okay, we got it.
Is there any objection to 8:15? Okay, hearing none, our next meeting will be Thursday, February 23rd at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Next is unfinished business. The first item is code of conduct. 5 minutes. Mary, I believe you're convening that working group.
I have talked in the last month. I haven't really done anything about it. I'm sorry. We've just got swamped out here, and I didn't advance anything. So it's essentially the same as it was last time I reported. We've got the working drafts that, Grace sent out, and I think we sent those out. And Jane is now... Jane, I think I added you on there.
What are you talking about? I don't know about that.
Oh, I thought you had asked to be... I don't have my notes in front of me, but I thought you had asked
mm-hmm.
to be
no,
on
No, I
the
did ask
con-
you, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything.
Well, we haven't done anything since the last meeting, so I can't... I'm sorry, but I can pick it up now, but we've had too much stuff at KPFA, and I haven't been able to do it.
Jane, could you put me on, too? Deb Shafter?
But hopefully KPFA situations will get resolved.
Okay, so Deb has asked to be included on that list.
Okay.
Did you hear her?
I did.
Okay.
Deb, I'll send my piece later.
Okay, it's up to you. Now is the time if you have a comment on that item.
I'll make a comment later.
Okay.
About the code of conduct.
Any further discussion on code of conduct? Okay, hearing none, we'll move the agenda. The next item is the bylaws working group report. Lydia Razan, I believe, is heading up that working group. She's not here. Is there anyone else from the working group who can report on its progress?
Well, I'm on the committee, but I...
I believe we've met.
Pardon?
I don't think we've met since the last meeting.
I don't think we have either.
But this is Serene. Lydia did try to schedule a meeting for... Gosh, when was that? Well, I guess it was...
Oh, before Christmas, before the holidays, wasn't it?
And it didn't work out. It's too many scheduling conflicts, but we will pick it up again.
Right.
Okay. Anything further on bylaws?
Yeah, Dave.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, Max, and then Bob.
Yeah. Where are we? Can anyone not necessarily give us an update on the work of the working group, but where are we in the process, or are we anywhere?
Well...
What about the convention that we were going to have, if that's the right word?
That got canceled.
The PMB rescinded its motion to hold that convention in the time frame that had been described. It wasn't exactly canceled, but there are no current plans to do it, so
right.
It amounts to the same thing.
So for all practical purposes, then, we're not going to see any changes in the bylaws, except for that change that we voted on earlier.
Last year. The change we voted on earlier did not pass as required for all the LSBs, so that did not happen. Bob?
Oh. You mean the moving the date to 6/24?
That's right.
Correct.
Oh,
that failed. Bob, did you have something?
Actually, it's on the same subject because... I just want to remind everyone that there's been some discussion in, I think in this committee, I can't remember where, but in different parts of the network about the dysfunctionality of the bylaws mandated electoral calendar, that it interferes with government elections in the fall, that it interferes with pledge drives, and therefore that there should be an effort to draft a change that was more realistic, but that because that would inevitably extend or potentially cut short, but more likely extend the term of whichever boards, the five boards that are sitting at the time that the calendar is changed, it would have to go to the entire membership for a vote. So in order to do that without costing the foundation another whatever it costs, you know, $200,000 to run a separate referendum, it really should be something passed by the board in time to go on the ballot this fall during our regularly scheduled LSB elections. So for that reason, I just think it would behoove our committee to get moving on this and to consult with the elections committee, because I know they've looked at this as well, and bring forward a proposal, you know, in time to put it on the fall ballot.
This is Jane. I'd like to make a comment on this.
Go ahead.
I think I wonder if there might be somebody else who could convene this working group, because it seemed like it was not really coming together over the last 6 months, from my observation.
My impression was they'd done a fair amount of work.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
And they were doing fairly well.
Yeah.
But right. I could be wrong about that. Other people have a different experience?
I thought the same as you, Dave, as being on it. I had to miss some of the meetings, but... from seeing what was done, I thought a fair amount got done.
Yeah, this is Serena. I would agree that Lydia has been doing a very good job of it. Think that, you know, there are times when she sends out an email saying, hey, what about X and X date, and people don't respond. Jane is one of the people who I remember actually does respond, but I think she's been doing a fine job. I think it's also sort of overloaded right now and getting, you know, Pacific is not an easy experience, and then there's your real, you know, people are just a little overwhelmed, but I think we'll get it together and it'll be fine.
Me too.
However, Jane, if you do want to make it as a motion, then go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. And Max, I'm sorry, I don't know if I cut you off before you were finished, so did you...
Not at all. That's perfectly all right. I got all my questions or concerns answered.
Okay, great. Then if there's nothing further on this, Shall we take Bob's comments? Bob, actually, it might help if you emailed the group to that effect.
Okay.
And CC'd it to the elections committee and just point this fact out. And hopefully Lydia will move this forward quickly. Now, on the next items, can I ask for someone to serve as timekeeper so we're given heads up about our progress?
Can we keep track, Dave?
Will you do that and let me know about 5 minutes before we're finished? Because at 5 minutes, we'll have to choose to either move to a vote, or if people want to continue it to the next meeting or extend time, that'll be the time to do it.
Fine.
Okay. So, and actually, we are ahead of our agenda right now. So there's an hour and 15 minutes left on it, which
right.
would take us to 10 p.m. Eastern. So if we do need a little more time, we've saved ourselves some time getting to here. Okay, so the next thing is the contracts policy. The working group hasn't met, but as everybody on the committee knows, I immediately after the last call emailed Ambrose and our committee the managers reiterating what the current status of the policy was and requesting feedback, and as Serene had suggested, asking that they meet and discuss it as a body. I did not receive the courtesy of a reply from the from Ambrose. And my own personal feeling is that when we repeatedly ask people for feedback, email them, ask for a response. This is, was now, I think, the second or third time over a period of months that we've requested response, and we haven't gotten any. Then I think we need to just move ahead and act on the proposal. So I can read the motion as it was put forth from our Paul's excellent minutes.
Excuse me. Maybe somebody could forward that to Ted, since he doesn't have it in writing like the rest of us do.
I don't have to do that.
Who does not have it?
Deb Shafto, I don't have it either.
Okay, I'm going to forward you R. Paul's minutes in which they're, they are contained.
Deb, did you have those minutes?
And,
it's in there.
And
it's in, it's inside the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My computer is very slow. I just haven't gotten down there, I guess.
Okay, I am sending it to you and to Ted. Okay, so I'm going to read it now. The executive director, CFO, or relevant executive with responsibility for the contract will inform the PNB Coordinating Committee for contracts concerning national units or network-wide contracts, or the local station board for contracts concerning local stations to be signed by a local station executive, of the intent to develop, establish, or enter into new contracts at least 14 days before taking action on such contracts. The policy shall apply to contracts for which any of the following apply: standard employment contracts, union contracts, insurance contracts, contracts addressing intellectual property rights of programming produced by Pacifica or using Pacifica's facilities or to be aired or distributed by Pacifica, standard affiliate contracts, contracts with aggregate amounts over a specified dollar amount, and we're suggesting $50,000. The Coordinating Committee for Contracts Concerning National Units or Network-Wide Contracts, or the LSB for Contracts Concerning Local Stations, shall have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are desirable or necessary. The Coordinating Committee shall have the authority to assign review of the contract to other committees of the Board. Since the policy concerns oversight of the power of the ED and or CFO to execute contracts, the ED and CFO shall recuse themselves from any vote of the Coordinating Committee on whether to request review and approval by the PMB. The National Finance Committee shall be notified of all contracts for annual amounts over the specified dollar amounts prior to the signing of the contract. The intent is that the policy shall apply for standard contracts when such contracts are created or altered, but such review is not required for each execution or renewal of the standard contract with each particular party. The policy applies to review and approval process for contracts. It's the intent of the Governance Committee, in collaboration with the Administrative Council, to develop further policies on the contracting process concerning issues such as competitive bidding, documenting needs, or rationale for the contract, etc. So that mouthful is what's before us.
Dave, did you just, is that a, are you putting that on the floor as something we should pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so it came out of the working group, it was postponed, and now I'm bringing it back. For
right,
that.
But it's been revised according to, it's not, it's been revised somewhat, right?
I fixed some of the grammar, not
mm-hmm.
all of it, notably, but that is what we came out of the working
right.
group with.
But that's what I meant, as per the last meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Jane. Because
it's different from the previous, yeah.
Yeah, so I heard somebody before Jane. Who was that who said something before Jane?
I think it was me.
Okay,
Max
and then Jane.
So if we pass it, this will go to the PNB.
Right.
For its review and approval or rejection, of course.
Right.
Okay.
Jane?
So if we're notified... Say, for example, our local station board is notified at least 14 days before taking action on a certain contract.
Yeah,
and
could you speak a little louder?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Is this better?
Yeah.
If we receive the notice and we decide that we want to request PMB review prior to execution, is there any authority to is this saying that the PNB has the authority to stop a contract from being entered into?
Yes.
Point of information.
Yeah, Bob.
On the language about the ED and CFO shall recuse themselves from the vote, does that does not... that's not meant to include recusing themselves from the debate, is it?
No. Actually, I mean, one of the points that's important about that is I consider it an unsettled matter whether the ED and the CFO have a vote on
mm-hmm.
the coordinating committee. I wanted to put that in there so that it was explicit that, you know, in the event that, you know, that is ultimately the decision that they would have to recuse themselves because it's a question of their of oversight over their activities. But no, they'd absolutely be able to participate in the discussion.
Would you be willing to put a phrase in to clarify that? The board looks at this 5 years from now and thinks that it's,
mm-hmm.
it means the debate and the vote, just to be crystal clear.
Okay, let us see. How would, let me...
Well, it would just say something like, but not the debate. Shall recuse themselves from the vote, comma, but not the debate on, et cetera.
Okay. Any objection to amending it as in that way?
Please say it again.
I'll write it down. Since the policy concerns oversight of the power of the ED and or CFO to execute contracts, the ED and CFO shall recuse themselves from any vote of the coordinating committee, comma, but not discussion on, comma, on whether to request review and approval by the PMB.
Mm.
And if I may, so the point of this structure is that if we're told, yeah, we're going to sign an insurance contract to insure our generator, we can say, fine, go ahead. But if it's, well, we're going to sign, you know, do directors and officers insurance, we can say, well, look, we want to see that before it goes off. So it's meant to be, it's meant to introduce some efficiencies. The problem with it, of course, is if these bodies can't meet in the time frame required. And the other problem with it is it doesn't require that there's any text. In other words, there's no need for the text to be provided, although the group could request it. But of course, if there's a notification, and you know, governance moves slowly, so that is a concern.
This is Jane. It's also a concern that there's no timeliness stated for. At one point the LSB it must request that review, or the coordinating committee must request that review. In other words, you know, 7 days before entering into a contract, 3 days before. I mean, it obviously is going to take the P&B time to review. I mean, the time involved for each of these bodies to act is, just, I think, too cumbersome.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the concepts of this, but I really don't feel like we as a body are really at a point where we can implement this. But
Well, I'd like to respond to that. It's up to the executives to let us know enough in advance if they think it's going to be controversial or a problem, in my view. I mean, if you're going to say that there is review, that the governance of the organization gets to look at important contracts before they're executed, there is no way around the cumbersomeness of the governance process. So, to me, your objection amounts to an objection to a review by governance.
Well, I mean, in the paragraph following these 6 points, somewhere in there, I think there needs to be some additional time frame inserted in terms of how long, within 7 days of notification, the coordinating committee and LSV shall have the authority, or within a certain number of days. Because I don't think that they could wait until the 13th day to request the P&B review. Is that what you're thinking?
To your point, and by the way, I'd like to amend it to say we'll inform via email the PMB coordinating committee, so that it's not that you have to wait for a meeting. It's as soon as you're going to do it, you email the respective body. So, Jane, you're thinking that
within 7 days of being notified of this contract.
Okay, so we'll make that the paragraph after. Within 7 days. Well, the problem is
after
it's of being notified. The question is when they can meet.
I know, but I mean, I'm just saying that there has. You've got to divide it evenly between the LSB meeting and the PMB meeting, right?
Yeah, so well, let's see, within 7 days
of being notified of.
Well, here's the thing. Any two members can call a committee meeting. So what it should be is that if there's going to be an objection, then within, let's say, 3 days of notification, the body must schedule a meeting if they want to consider it.
Well,
and then basically at that point they can decide whether or not they're going to request review. I mean, ultimately, again, any wise executive is going to say, this thing's important, I'm going to let you know enough ahead of time. The other route to deal with all this is to create some sort of review body with executive powers,
mm-hmm.
like of three people or something
that.
I'd like to offer just a very minor amendment to this as worded.
Okay.
In the very first paragraph, the last line, to establish or enter into new contracts covered by this policy at least 14 days. I would just
cause right, to new contracts covered by this policy.
Yeah, just to being redundant is better.
Okay.
Where exactly?
In the very first paragraph, the last line as it appears in the minutes, the very last phrase would reestablish or enter into new contracts covered by this policy. Insert the three words covered by this policy at least 14 days.
So how about if we say within 3 days of notification, the coordinating committee or the LSB the idea is that they can call a meeting, but they have to call a meeting within 3 days of being notified if they want to consider the issue.
I have a question.
Is that sentiment okay with you, Jane?
Well, the LSB, it has to be unanimous vote of the officers to schedule that meeting.
It does?
If it's going to be less than 10 days' notice.
Mm-hmm.
Which in this
well, but it can be well more than 10 days notice. That's why you say within 3 days of notification.
Okay.
Mary? Yeah, I have a question. I like the idea of their, of discussing it via email. Does there have to be a meeting call? Because that does throw a monkey wrench in it and extend the time, it seems to me. I mean, if it can be discussed via email and the results, can we do that?
You could say that any member of those committees can request copies of the contract language.
Right.
But I don't know that you can have such discussions via email. Can anybody else comment on that?
I
don't think it's advisable.
I don't know either. It would just make it more expeditious, but I don't know either.
Point of information for the chair.
Yes.
The amendment saying but not discussion. Did we pass that, or is that still pending?
I'm incorporating all of these.
No, this is one really big amendment that's covering several different areas.
Right. Well, I agree with you. Let's deal with the two amendments that have been made so far. One is Bob's recommendation to amend by saying that the EDNC official recuse themselves from any vote of the coordinating committee, but not discussion on whether to request review. Is there any objection to adding that amendment?
I have a question. Just, David, you said it's not certain in your mind that these people are members of the coordinating committee, but...
No, they are members of the coordinating committee. It's not, in my mind, it's not a settled issue as to whether they have voting rights.
Okay, but you feel they have discussion rights. Okay.
That's what it means, Dave, to be a member of the committee. Yeah, sorry?
5 minutes left of this topic.
Okay. First, I want to process what our Paul has pointed out. Is there any objection to the amendment on they're not excluded from discussion?
I have a point of information.
Yes. Go ahead.
Isn't everyone who's designated a member of the committee automatically a voting member of the committee unless stated otherwise?
Yeah, that's not relevant to this.
Well, you may deem it not relevant, Dave, but...
Right, I'm saying. I'm ruling that's not relevant to this discussion.
Well, I think it is, because, in fact, if the language that creates the committee makes them members, that means full members with voting rights. And if we're, in fact, passing something that says, well, you can vote, except you can't vote on this, it sounds to me as though we're rewriting a portion of
I understand your point. The issue here is that it's a question of oversight. So we are specifying that that's a conflict of interest for them to
right.
vote on issues over which issues of oversight over themselves.
Right.
And then we should include the language with regard to the conflict of interest and reference the part of the bylaws where you think that applies.
Okay. Well, that's a separate amendment than the amendment to include them in discussion. So
I'm trying to get through whether we
can add the language on discussion.
Well, I have serious concerns about excluding them from being able to vote without having a clear, documented explanation of why they're...
Serena, are you objecting to the amendment to add the words, but not discussion?
Without the context, yes, I object.
Okay. Do we need to continue to discuss this?
I just have a question
mm-hmm.
for Serena. Do you have the wording in front of you?
No, I'm sorry, I'm driving.
Okay, could that sentence begin, since the policy concerns oversight of the power of the CDN or CFO to execute contracts? So it does specify at the beginning of that sentence
right.
the reason for it. So it would read, since the policy concerns oversight of the power of the EDN or CFO to execute contracts, the ED and CFO shall recuse themselves from any vote of the coordinating committee,
But not discussion
on whether to request review and approval by the PMB.
One information.
Hang on a second. Are you clear on that, Serene?
Yeah, I would still like to have the conflict of interest information from the bylaws inserted.
Sir?
I was just wondering, why are we limiting, why are we saying it's coordinating committee, that they will not be able to vote on the coordinating committee? Why doesn't the coordinating committee itself determine that? Why are we telling them what they can do?
Because what happens is if you say, for example, that the question is whether or not they can vote, then you ask the question, can they vote on whether they can vote? The point is to make it clear and to save time. It seems clear that if the question is whether somebody's going to review an executive's right to sign a contract, then that executive can't vote on whether that happens.
Dave, this is Ted. May I speak to this matter?
Go ahead. But we're about to be at time, so without a motion to extend.
I just want SARB to understand that committees cannot establish their own rules. So that should be just a permanent understanding.
Thanks.
Dave?
Yeah.
This thing about putting in but not discussion is fine by me. I think, however, there may be a couple of other things we want to talk about, including the 50K question mark.
Yeah.
We should probably, nail the number down.
Yeah, I understand that. I guess I want to ask the committee, this has been before this committee, now going on, not 6 months. It was June of 2004 that this was sent to this committee. So, I want to be sure that we do something that's not ill-conceived. But we can just kill this by endlessly raising, these things. I happen to agree we do have to decide what number's important and the rest of it. So I guess I want to know whether people want to spend the additional time now and actually move it, or whether or not we're just going to continue to leave it for next month.
I'd like to move that.
This is Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
I was before you said that. I was going to say, unfortunately, I have three serious concerns about the current draft of this, which I'd like to be able to lay out and for us to discuss separately. And if we're at time, I don't know that we're going to get through them. But
this is Mary Berg here. I'd like to extend. I make a motion to extend the time on this topic. How much are we ahead on the agenda here? I think we really want to get this done, so I would say 20 minutes.
I would definitely support that.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
Adding 20 minutes.
Yes.
So this item, we can cut something else down if we want.
Well, we don't need to, because if we add 20 minutes to this, we will finish at 7:22.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still before 7:30.
Okay.
So if there's no objection, then we'll add time. Okay. We have to, but Arpal has raised the issue of the money.
Mm-hmm.
Bob has several additional concerns, and Serene has the concerns about the recusal question. Why don't we, Serene, do you have anything further to add on that?
Serene?
She may be muted.
Mm.
Pop in when you get unmuted. Arpal, why don't we deal with the money thing, because I think that'll be quick, and then we'll deal with Bob's issues.
Okay.
And Serene's, right? Then we'll leave that. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just need to give you guys notice that my battery's dying, so I will probably drop off and call back in about 20 minutes or so.
Okay. Okay. Arpal?
The second sort of amorphous amendment that started growing. I'm not sure. I have stuff written down, but I don't know that I have everything everybody wants written down. I'll read you what I have. I have an amendment that would add, it will inform via email the PNB Coordinating Committee, and then I have to put somewhere in there, within 7 days, and then I have to add, establish or enter into new contracts covered by this policy.
Right, the within 7 days we never really got through properly, so that I didn't think we got ultimate language.
Covered by this policy is an easy one.
Yeah, covered by this policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm sure nobody objects to that.
Do you know where that goes, our
policy? Mary, are you Secretary Mary?
Yeah, I got it in here. Yes, I know where it goes.
Okay, so, Arpal, you had an additional issue on the money?
Yeah, at one point there, after number six, it says contracts with aggregate amount, annual amounts over a specified dollar amount, and you speculate 50K. Let's plug a number in there.
Okay, so contracts with aggregate annual amounts over, shall we say 50,000?
I'd like it lower.
That's a lot. I mean, they're in, okay. We'll specify a number.
I think 30,000. This is Grace.
Okay, is there any objection to 30K or alternatives?
Bob, I object.
Okay, well, the thing about 30K is what you're talking about is $2,500 a month. So if you're contracting for something at $2,500 a month, you're triggering this. At 50K, it's a little more than that. So, shall we have a vote? I mean, do we need more discussion on the amount?
I say something.
Go ahead.
I just think that this is a delicate balancing act, as many things we do as a board and as committees, between governance and management. And there's just so many day-to-day expenses that management has to incur for different things that I'm really concerned about the potential to hamstring them. So I don't know that 50 is the magic number, but 30, as you just said, seems too low.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
I think it's something we should certainly give to the PNB, because this isn't the final thing. This is a committee making a proposal, and the PNB could certainly discuss this and have the managers there and, you know, say, well, what do you think, and all of that. My concern is, we do have to be concerned not to hamstring anybody, but we also have to be concerned that there's actual oversight happening and that people aren't basically pissing the money away on something or, floating things in at substantial amounts of money, but that are like $10 under the limit and stuff like that. So we don't want to see, a year and a half from now, suddenly discover there was some little contract that got made underneath the limit, and it added up to a substantial amount of money, and there are questions about it. So 30K sounds like a pretty hefty amount of change, and I think that's a good limit.
In the interest of meeting everyone's concerns, can we split the difference and say 40?
Sure. I'll go for that.
This is Deb.
Go ahead, Deb.
I have reservations about 30 even. But getting just notifying the PNB that this is going to happen is not a big deal. We are not hamstringing them. We are not keeping them from signing contracts for 6 months or anything like that. They can get that approval right away, but we need to know. And we've got a couple of instances being considered now where relatively small amounts of money are piling up. And are actually becoming large amounts all in total. And we need to set a lower amount rather than 40. I'd rather go the other way.
I tend to agree. I would rather favor maybe 25. But anyway, 30 is fine with me. But I think it should be a low number, a relatively low number.
Since we've heard essentially the key arguments, could we vote then on 30, the amendment to 30? Oh, Paul, can you call the roll on that?
Yes. One second. And okay. Grace Aaron.
Dave?
Yes.
Dave? Ready?
Yes, Ted.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. And but I think what Deb just raised a moment ago is a very important question that has not been clarified as I'm reading this thing very carefully. It says review. What does the word review mean? Does it mean that if the appropriate committee, as is identified in here, and it says that the PNB can refer this to an appropriate committee?
Ed, let me say that this objection is not to the question of the dollar amount, so I'd like to dispense with the dollar amount question, and then we can come back and deal with that issue. Is that all right with you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Adelson.
Yes.
Mary Berg.
Yes.
Max Blaché.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan. Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood.
You're saying yes to 30,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bob Lederer?
No.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Sarv Randhawa?
I abstain. I don't fully understand that I'm a patient of it.
Sandra Rawline?
I vote yes to lowering the amount to 30,000.
Doreen Roberts?
No.
Rob Robinson? Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Hakim Takash? Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. 2, no, 0 abstentions. The amendment passes.
Okay. Now, Bob had some concerns, and then Ted has raised some things. So, Bob, why don't you go with yours, and then we'll get to the issues you've raised, Ted.
Okay. Bob? Thanks. Yes. Thanks. All right. The first concerns the standard by which an LSB or a PNB would decide to take something up for review, and I'm sorry I'm not at a computer, so perhaps you can help me, but I think the language was something like if they deem that it's either necessary or desirable. Is that that's the language?
Yes.
If it feels desirable. That approval, review or approval are desirable or necessary.
Right. So I would move to amend that to delete the word desirable or.
Okay.
And to strengthen the language to something like necessary to fulfill its responsibilities under the bylaws. And if I can explain the reason, is that...
Yeah, so let me write that down. To fulfill
its responsibilities under the bylaws.
Just say that again, the whole thing?
Under the bylaws. So I have it, Bob,
okay.
So I can read it. She'll have authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts if it feels that review or approval are necessary to fulfill its responsibilities under the bylaws.
Boy, that's a lot. Could you read me just the part you want to plug in?
That's it, isn't it?
The plug-in, the one is a deletion. It's or desirable. Or it may be desirable or. Yeah, strike desirable or and add after necessary to fulfill... actually, it doesn't work there. It should be to fulfill responsibilities defined by the bylaws. Is that okay, Bob?
So can I explain why?
Is that language okay? And then we can,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me get to strike desirable or and to add fulfill
responsibilities defined in the bylaws.
To fulfill necessary to
fulfill responsibilities.
The responsibilities.
Defined in the bylaws. Or the responsibilities.
Yeah, defined in the
bylaws.
No, it's better just say responsibilities.
Yeah, I like that better.
Okay.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Okay, so first let me say I do support the general thrust of what this motion is trying to do to really have meaningful oversight over major contracts that commit Pacifica to or a station to, you know, kind of a fundamental new direction or to a large expenditure of money. So I have no problem with the concept, but I do have problem with having observed these boards in action for several years is the fact that a few people on a board could decide based on this the original loose language that, well, you know, there might be something here. I would feel better if we just took a look at it, and we're never going to get anything done. We're going to be locked in paralysis if every contract that a couple of people think might be desirable to look at, that the board has to agendize it and spend time, and then management can't do anything until the time has passed. And I'm still not satisfied, by the way, that the time limit that we amended this to have is sufficient, because it doesn't put an end date at the end. So the local board says, yeah, let's look at it, then you have to wait till the regularly scheduled PNB, or if it's not, then you have to call a special meeting just for that. I think there's a lot of potential here for delay and paralysis. So, anyway, that's the reason for this amendment.
May I speak, Dave?
Hang on a sec, Ted. So you said you had three issues, Bob.
Yeah. Should I lay the other two out?
It's up to you. Do you want to let Ted address? Because I think Ted may have been addressing something similar to
That's
what you just raised.
I'll wait.